The other is not. And you gave your shmita to the wrong one. So you were Dorcha Shabbos incorrectly. Rambam says, no, you did Birishus. You were doing something you should have done. Or let's say a person is having relations with a woman to do Yibum. He's doing the mitzvah of Yibum. Okay, it turns out she has blood. He's doing Birishus. He's doing the mitzvah. So here you may not be doing a mitzvah, but you're doing it Birishus Bezdin, you know, B'mefurish. And we find other cases like this as well. For example, the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Samached Amud Bet, talks about a case of Tinuk Shenishba. Everyone knows what a Tinuk Shenishba is, right? A baby who was taken captive by Goyim at a young age. Or, you know, this category has been applied to people who weren't necessarily captive, but were raised in societies. They don't know anything. A Jewish boy is raised in a world. He doesn't know anything about Judaism. So he did everything wrong. So, you know, what happens with the Korban Chatzos he has to bring? So the Tanakhama says, you know, starts calculating the number of chatos. The end of the Gemara, Munbaz, says Potter. And one could explain the same way. It's not shogeg. It's totally honest. It's totally out of his realm. Not to be expected that he would know this whatsoever. And again, people mention another case of Omer Mutter. Omer Mutter is worse than regular shogeg. You thought the whole category was Mutter. Not you didn't know it was Shabbos, or you didn't know this Melacha. You didn't know the whole thing. Okay, so this is a very, you know, understandable idea that we would say here that you pater me din ones. Does anyone say it, or it's just, you know, Yossi Zimlever's idea? Who says this? Rashi? Rashi says in Sechet Shabbat, what? I can hear you. Rashi says it in Sechet Shabbat. Let's take a look there. The Gemara in Shabbat Daf Tzadi Gimel is talking about the situation where two people do a malacha together. So it's Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda says, if they couldn't do it alone, that's why they did it together, then they're chayiv. Meaning a malacha that needs two people, you're chayiv even though you did it together. Reb Shimon says no. Even though it can't be done alone, two people to do a malacha together are pater. What does that have to do with us? The Gemara gets into a discussion of how they darshan this from the pasuk of Korban Chatos. And in the course of the discussion, the Gemara says that one of the miyutim is learned for Yachid she'asah be'aras bezdin. So here Rashi explains. Interestingly, Rashi feels the need to explain here why you're putter. And he says, by the way, Rashi in Harius, what's printed here is Rashi. It's not clear that it's Rashi. It seems that it's not Rashi. So, you know, the fact that Rashi explains it there, not here, this may not be Rashi here. In any case, Rashi in Shabbat, Rashi says there, Yoch chasabar as bezdin, horu bezdin shechala chelev mutter, v'halacha yochid v'asa alpiyem, the onusu. He's onus. Right? He's honest. What do you want from him? Rashi explains, the p'tur, our p'tur, midin ones. In fact, the Ritva goes even further. The Ritva says, ein lecha ones gadol mizu. There's no ones greater than this. He was told by those who were supposed to give him direction in life that it was mutter. Could there be any greater ones? Says the Ritva. In fact, Tosfot has a girsa which goes even further than what Rashi said. Anyone saw Tosas? What's the Chiddush in Tosas Girsa? Tosas, first of all, rejects Rashi's Girsa. Why? The question is about Rabbi Shimon. How does Rabbi Shimon learn this halacha out? Because Rabbi Yehuda learns it from one of the Pesukim. So Rashi has the Girsa, our Girsa. Rabbi Shimon Latame, Domer Bara Horios, Yachachas, Bara Azbezdim Chayiv. Rabbi Shimon holds Chayiv. So he doesn't have to learn it out. I mean, the Chiddush is the one who says Potter. He has to learn it out. Like I was explaining. One who says Chayiv, okay, because you're Chayiv, right? Tosas doesn't like that. Why does Tosas not like that? We'll get back to this point tomorrow. Why does Tosas not like that? Because Gemara says in Harias Daf Gimel that if a person goes and does based on Bezdin, in the meantime, Bezdin changed their mind. I mean, Bezdin found the mistake. He didn't hear about it. So he did it based upon the earlier mistake of Bezdin, right? So Reb Shimon there says, Pater. Why? If Reb Shimon holds Yachid is Chayiv, so he should be Chayiv. What difference does it make? Because of that, Tosas prefers the Girsa, the other Girsa, it's the Girsa Rabbeinu Chananu had, Rabban quotes the name Rabbeinu Chananu, that not Reb Shimon disagrees with the Halacha, but Reb Shimon, according to Tosas, what? The opposite, Reb Shimon says, you don't need a Pasuk for it. And according to Rashi's Girsa, Reb Shimon disagrees with it. According to Tosas' Girsa, Reb Shimon says it's Pashat. Let's look at Tosas. Hachi Garcina, for Reb Shimon, Yachid Shasar Beraz Bezdin, Lo Tzarch Kra. Oh. The Logar has seen Reb Shimon Latame, and now he rejects Rashi. Oh, why don't you need a Pasuk? It's a Chiddush, why don't you need a Pasuk? So it must fit into a category we already know. What category we already know the Tosas say it fits into? Ones. It fits into Ones. The Ramban goes even further. The Ramban discusses this whole thing. He goes back and forth. We're going to see, quote, something very interesting from Rav Moshe Bar Yosef on the third line. We'll come back to this tomorrow. A lot of this has to do with the other Shita. But at the very end of the piece, he says another thing. Inami, very end. We know to exclude Yachid Shasav Aras Bezdin from an earlier pasuk. What earlier pasuk? Dichtiv Yasu Kol Eida. The pasuk that talks about when they all sinned. Ha Yachid Pater Afilu Mikor Ben Deshigu Yas Maisa. We see from there that a Yachid is Pater. Huh? Let's understand what the Ramban is saying. It's very, very interesting. Meaning, the Ramban says the fact that the Torah had to tell you that when the tzibur sins, they bring a karbon. What does it show you?
That you don't need to.
When the yachid sins, he doesn't bring a karbon. Yeah, one could understand the chiddush of that pasuk very differently. Just interesting how the Ramban understands it. Right? Meaning, this is based upon, or shows you, or both. I'll say that again. It's based upon, or it shows you, or both. Based upon, and it shows you, right? How you understand the pasuk of Helam Davar Shel Tzibur. What's the chiddush of Helam Davar Shel Tzibur? According to this opinion, in a regular situation where Bezdin paskins and a yachid does it based upon Bezdin, he's potter. The chiddush of Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur is that when the tzibur did it, they have to bring a korban. That's the chiddush. Because in general, when people do based upon Bezdin, they're potter. I'm going to say that again. According to this opinion, that a regular Joe who does it based upon Bezdin is potter, the chiddush of Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur is that there's a need for a carbon in the first place. Now the question is who's bringing the carbon and why? They all did it based upon Bezdin. Why are they bringing a carbon Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur? Anyone has a suggestion? Yeah?
As if Beit Din's messing up, it's...
Maybe Bezdin needs to bring the carbon.
Well, it's reflective of the people.
Okay, you were saying something else. So one thing you could say is it's really Bezdin's problem, right? Bezdin's bringing a carbon. Or maybe there's a special chumra when the people, the whole group sins as opposed to one. Okay, now we'd have to come up with, we're going to get back to this once we discuss the other opinion. Okay. So all this is very nice and this is really very simple. But what comes out of Tosfos Girsa, and it's not just Tosfos Girsa, it's many of the Rishonim who preferred this Girsa. Reb Shimon holds you don't need a pasuk because it's Pashut, right? But Reb Yehuda does require a pasuk, right? It must be that it's not Pashut. Meaning, not based on the regular category of onus. So now we have to come back around and ask. The first way we have of explaining it's a regular din of onus. Very simple, nothing spectacular. But according to Tosfos Girsa, Reb Yehuda said you did need a pasuk. It is something that we needed to be mechadish. So what other understanding does Reb Yehuda have? That's the question we're going to ask now in the second part of the shiur. That's what's going to serve as a transition from the first, more pashut part of the shiur, just to say it's included in categories we already know, the regular din of onus, nothing spectacular. Yes?
If Raman says that the only if the tzibur sins, then they need to bring a carbon.
That's not the Ramban. That's what it comes out according to this daya.
Right. Mm-hmm. Then that's saying that the carbon lama davar is, I'm like coming off of just reading the grach, is connected to...
Have to be very careful, because the Grach is talking about according to the other opinion. He's talking about the Mandar Machayev. So you have to take that out of your mind. It's very important to have the construct. This is a different construct.
I'm not understanding why...
You'll think about it more, we can talk about it later if you want. Because I want to keep going. Questions are good, but I like to keep the share short, we should keep moving. Let's think about it, we can talk about it later. Was there a question in the back? Okay. So now the question is, why does Rabbi Huda require a pasuk? What do we learn from the pasuk? What's this new din? So to be fair, one could say, had it not been for the pasuk, I don't know if we would say this is a case of onus. Maybe this isn't a case of onus. Maybe the pasuk teaches you that this is also a case of onus. It's also a case of onus. Okay, said. But one could also say that this is a unique, special, new, mechudosh halacha. And that's the way the Chazon Ish explained it. And I'm going to show you this basis for it. The Chazon Ish is the first to formulate it. He said, this isn't the regular din of onus. This is a special situation where Bezdin told you to do it. The way he formulates it, I'm going to give you another formulation in a second. The way he formulates it is, when other people cause you to make a mistake, it's not your problem to be miskaper. Chazon Ish. When other people cause you to make a mistake, it's not your problem to be miskaper. That's the way he says it. I think one could say it even sharper than the Chazon Ish, and I have reason for saying it. Not just other people. It's not just other people. Let's say I like Jonathan Deutsch a lot. I like Jonathan Deutsch, Superman, Mama. She comes over to me, he says, Tarragon, it's mutter for you to eat this. And I listen to him because he's Superman, right? So when I can, then maybe I would be responsible, right? Maybe it's Dafka Din and Bezdin. That Bezdin caused you to do it. Where do I see this? I didn't drag you through this because it's a very lengthy discussion of Rabbeinu Chananel. But Rabbeinu Chananel on Beis Amid Beis, okay, on Beis Amid Beis, has a very interesting discussion there. He asks Akasha, we know by Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur, the second part of Beis Amid Beis, I also want to see it inside. By Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur, what if Bezdin gets up one day and says, it's mutter to eat chametz on Pesach? And everybody goes and eats chametz on Pesach. What's the halacha? They are chayev. It's not considered someone that Bezdin led astray. Because if Bezdin makes a psak that's against a whole halacha of the Torah, they say there's no such thing as chametz on Pesach, there's no such thing as chaylev. That doesn't count. There's no par helam davar shel tzibur by that. If Bezdin comes and says, this isn't chametz, or this type of chaylev isn't chaylev, that's where we say par helam davar shel tzibur. So Rabbeinu Chananel says, I don't understand. Why is Yachid Shita chayev? Isn't it when Bezdin paskin to uproot the whole halacha? Isn't that the case here? So Rabbeinu Chananel says, no. It must be where they only said, you know, that this chaylev isn't. Let's take a look at Rabbeinu Chananel. Take a look inside. So we're on the second part of Beis Amid Beis. It's on the right side, right? Everyone sees on the right sideline? It's about 2/3 of the way down. Right next to the last bold Rashi here. V'ikashalacha. Everyone sees it? Beginning of the line. V'ikashalacha. Amai putter. Why are you putter in this case? Ha'akri kol aguf barayosan. Bezdin's knocking off the whole halacha. Time in before Shbitosefta, he says, Josefta already explained, ha'ru bezdin lakras kol aguf. If Bezdin tries to remove a whole halacha, for example, Amar ein dam batora, ein chelev batora, ein pigol batora, harelu b'turin. The Bezdin's putter. Pirish mipar. But if their psak is levatel mixas, or lekayim mixas, where they, you know, it's within a halacha, harel chayovim kate said yesh chaylev b'torah, aval ein chayovim al chaylev like this, right? They have a, within the halacha. That's what we say. Meaning, Rabbeinu Chananel applies to our halacha, the din that you only have a p'tur when Bezdin gave a psak within a halacha, and not where they paskin to uproot a halacha. What's the chiddush of Rabbeinu Chananel?
And even if you're that Torah and based on, even if you don't know
that, that's halacha of paralam davar shel tzibur. What does that have to do with this? In order to be chayiv in paralam davar shel tzibur, you need it to be a psak that isn't a total uprooting of the halacha. But here it's not paralam davar shel tzibur. Here it's a yachid shata. And if it's midin ones, so who cares what they paskin? If it's the whole thing, not the whole thing. The bottom line is they paskin, then you listened and you didn't know any better. What do you see from Rabbeinu Chananel? That this thing, this halacha here, is not stam ones. It's because you were listening to Bezdin. And the only time it's considered a psak Bezdin, Rabbeinu Chananel is not just a problem, is when they're passing something that makes some sense. If they're saying something ludicrous, they're not going to get a whole mitzvah, it's not a psak Bezdin. So you can't say you were dependent on Bezdin. Again, let me explain what we're saying here. First way we had of understanding this halacha was your onus. Bezdin said, you didn't know any better, your onus. Just like other cases of onus, a woman becomes a nida. Okay, all kinds of tinuk shenishba. Okay, ones. Especially if you acquire a pasuk for it, it could be teaching you something different. Ba'asota, when you did it, and not when someone else caused you to do it. You could say anyone. You could say it's dafka bezdin. And you see that in Rabbeinu Chananel, because Rabbeinu Chananel says that if you're dealing with a type of psak that's outlandish, you wouldn't be putter. Why? Because it's not a psak bezdin. I think there are two other major nafkaminas of this question, which we'll conclude with. The first is a question Tosfos asks on the bottom of Beis Amid Aleph. Now, to be honest, it's not 100% clear what he means, but according to how most understood, Tosfos divmaschol bein she'asu ve'asei imayim. Tosfos says, second Tosfos, tzarchiyun im bezdin atzman chayavim lahavi kizbo se'ira. Do the bezdin themselves have to bring a korban? They don't bring a par unless the rov tzibur did it. They should bring a korban yachid. Or shema p'turin legami, maybe they're patur. Not clear what Tosfos is asking, but most understand that Tosfos is asking, what about the Beis Din who did it? The Beis Din themselves, based on the Psak, ate this chalev. Forget everybody else. Do they have to bring a korban? Or not? Okay, well, what do you think? This is a perfect example of asking a question about the scope of the halacha based on the root of the halacha. So let's ask ourselves, if it's based on root A, what should the halacha be in this case? If it's based on root B, let's say it's based on onus. Would you say onus here?
No.
Of course not. They're the ones, right? So if it's onus, they should definitely be chayiv. What would be the basis of saying they should be potter? Why should they be potter? Why should they be potter? If you say it's a din that Beis Din, once there's a psak, and you went by Beis Din, so the Beis Din also went by Beis Din. If it's like we just said in Rabbeinu Hananel, if it's like we just said in the Chazon Ish, especially the formulation Beis Din, not just somebody else, because somebody else is yourself, right? But it's the Beis Din is the whole issue of psak. You follow the psak of Beis Din, you're potter. The second afkamina I want to talk about is the first issue that comes up in the first Tosfos here. Horu Beis Din. Tosfos says right away, what kind of Beis Din are we talking about? Sanhedrin. This is a question that comes up in the Mishnayos later in the first parak. But what's the problem with this? The Gemara in its discussion compares our case to the case in Yevamos of a woman who's told that she can get married, her husband is dead. There doesn't seem to be talking about a Sanhedrin. So there are Rishonim who say it must be talking about where the Sanhedrin gave the Psak, or else there would be no Shaila here. That case must be where the Sanhedrin gave the Psak. Rabbi Avraham Minahar. How many of you have ever heard of Avraham Minahar? He lives on a mountain in Provence, which is southern France. You know what Provence is, right? Well, now it's not called Provence, right? Southern France. We're talking about Narbonne. We're talking about Lunil. I don't know what these cities are called today. We'll have to find out. So the Rivet was from there, and the Balamor was from there, and the Meiri was from there. It was a separate region. It was a separate region in between Spain and the north, and the south, and France and the north. I think it's a little bit Catalonia where they have the fight today. They want to be free. Anyway, it's a whole thing. Anyway, so the Rishon, so Avraham Minahar was from the mountain of Lunil. I think it was the mountain of Lunil. So he writes there in Yevamos that it must be where the Beis Din HaGadol gave the Psak, or else, you know, it wouldn't make sense. But Tosos himself says later otherwise. Let's look at the fourth Tosos here. Hor LaBeis Din Linasei. Hai Beis Din Eino Sanhedrin Gadola. It's not the Sanhedrin. Sha'arei Beis Din Yecholin Lahatir Linasei. Regular Beis Din can be matir here. Umikol Makom Hani Nami Islu Hai Dina Shem Asta Kemo Shehoru. But says the Tosfos, the same halacha would apply to a regular Beis Din. If a regular Beis Din told you it's mutter and you did it, you're potter because you were told you're Beis Din. So there's a machlokis between Rav Avraham Minahar and the Tosfos. So what do you think? Should you need dafka the Sanhedrin or any Beis Din? So again, let's go back to the root of the halacha. If it's midin ones, right? If it's midin ones. So you should be putter no matter what, right? The rabbi told you, the Beis Din told you. Yet only a Beis Din 71, a Beis Din of 3 told you, you listened to them. So why shouldn't you be putter? And the truth is, if you look at Rashi and Yevamos, he seems to say this and it makes a lot of sense. L'shitaso. Rashi on that Sugi Yevamos, I gave you the Gemara here for people who want to look at it. The Gemara there says, if you did it Birshus Beis Din, you putter. If you did it Shelo Alpi Beis Din, so then it's your problem. Rashi says, Shelo Alpi Beis Din, Ela Be'edim. You just heard the Edim and you did what you wanted. Chayavis Bekarban. It's mashal from Rashi, that if it was based on anyone more than the Edim, you'd be putter. Meaning even a Beis Din of 3. What shelo al pi Beis Din? No Beis Din whatsoever. And how does Rashi explain why? Ela bi Edim chayev es korban. The shogeg is he. This is the case of shogeg. Ve ein ze ones li putter mi kumina korban. It's not ones. But if you had heard from the Beis Din, it would be ones. And if it's based on ones, then it would be any Beis Din. So let's understand Rav Avraham Minahar. Why should you need Dafka Sanhedrin? Why should you need Dafka Sanhedrin in order for it to be honest? So the son of the Nodib Yehuda, everyone knows who the Nodib Yehuda was, right? He was the Rav of Prague, one of the greatest Achronim who lived. He lived in the beginning of the 18th century. The Nodib Yehuda, he was a real... There's a lot of tremendous stories about the Nodib Yehuda. So his son was also a Talmid Chacham. His name was Rabbi Cheskel Landau. And his son was also a big Talmud Chacham, and the Nodib Yehuda often quotes his son in the Sefer. So the Nodib Yehuda has a whole piece here. Simin Sadivav, anyone wants to see, it's a whole piece about this sugya. And within the discussion there, he quotes his son who explains this machlokas. He says, if it was midin ones, you understand Rashi very well. Anytime any Beis Din told you, you relied on that Beis Din, you're ones. But if it's midin, a special halacha of being led astray by a bezdin, now the question is, what bezdin? Maybe that halacha only applies to the super bezdin. Just like the halacha of par helem dover applies to the super bezdin. So that's not. The din of par helem dover shel tzibur only applies to a psak of the Sanhedrin. So maybe this halacha too is only the psak of the Sanhedrin. So again, it's a one-way nafkamina. The only way you could say like a Ravram ben Minahar is if you're saying it's a din in bezdin. Saying it's a din in bezdin wouldn't necessarily mean you have to say like a Ravram Minahar. But the only way to say like a Ravram Minahar is to say it's a din in bezdin. So what we spoke about today, to summarize, was the basis of the Ptur, according to the Madarma, says Pater. Is it the regular classic category we know of Onus? Or, for whatever reason, Onus can't be applied here, and obviously we'll talk about that more according to the Mandarma says Chayev, because he obviously rejects all these Faros, right? Yeah. For some reason, the regular category of Onus can't be applied, and we need a special Pasuk to tell you that when others, or the Bezdin, lead you astray, that's when you're Pater, that's why you're Pater. It's a special, unique, Mechudash Halacha here. That's what Chazanish says, I think that's what Rabbeinu Chananel held, Rav Minahar, etc. And we talked about some of the Nafkaminos, which are, number one, what kind of psak would it be? Number two, what's the second thing we talked about? Second tosis, what was it?
Bezdin says themselves.
Bezdin themselves, what happens for them? And number three, what kind of bezdin do you need in order to have this tour? Like I said, the next year we're going to talk about the Mandar says Chayiv. So now we're talking about our trip. Our trip is supposed to be tomorrow. Are we afraid of rain?